Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome into our daily editorial. You know what? Big Al stayed up last night pretty late, and then that didn't do me any good because I thought I would sleep better if I just, you know, knocked myself out, and it didn't do any good. I didn't sleep at all last night. I'm getting real tired of it, and I'm blaming McKinney for it 100% because McKinney is putting all these crazy ideas into my head. So I've got to find some other people to interview here. But anyway, having said that, and you guys will thank me for that. The problem is, Jimmy's right, but, you know, I watched Tucker Carlson and his latest show last night. By latest, I mean, I picked it up about 10:10, watched until probably about 11 or thereabouts. Tucker was talking exactly on the same subject that Jimmy and I were talking about here off mic before we started doing our editorial, and that is there are some incredibly strong psychological weapons being utilized right now. Has to be by the Chinese, and they are very, very effective because people don't even know what's going on. And I'm firmly convinced that that's the case. I remember Josh Phillips from the Epoch Times and Jim and I discussed that subject probably about 3 years ago. And Josh said, I have no doubt whatsoever that that isn't going on right now. And I got to tell you, guys, neither do I. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, you take care and get that frog out of your throat, Al. And of course, you got to get healthy. We've had a couple of days here where we've been off because Al's had some challenges, but he's going to get over them and he's going to do a little bit better here. But yeah, the point I think is really important to understand. There's so much influence right now in America by a handful, really, you know, just, you know, dozens of people that have tremendous editorial power, that have tremendous resources, that have control of the tech industry, and they're actually perpetuating an ideology. That ideology goes along with social engineering, engineering people's thoughts and beliefs. And of course, the techniques, the technology through advanced algorithms and artificial intelligence is really, really influencing American views. And of course, with censorship in conjunction with the government to perpetuate those views and ideas, it's incredibly damaging, and it actually undermines credible questions that need to be asked and then answered. And of course, when our media, whose role in the past, in our history, has been to actually question the government, mainstream media, has now turned to, we are there to support the government, and the government is there to support the financial interests of major global corporations.
Right.
We've got a tremendous problem, and that's what we're facing right now in America.
You know, it's a problem that is going to be almost unsolvable, and the reason I think it's going to be almost unsolvable is because I would have to say that 80% of Americans don't even know what's going on, Jim.
Well, and of course, I think Joe Rogan, you know, who's got the most popular podcast in America or in the world, basically.
Yeah, right.
He said it. He said, we basically, without independent journalists, we'd be effed, is what he quoted. It's what he's quoted as saying.
Right.
And what that means is, with the internet and with people, with shows like yours, with different, you know, the different people out there with different ideas, as long as they're able to express different ideas and then they get some visibility, then you get people to question what's happening. What we know is happening, though, with the government collusion with big tech companies and big corporate media conglomerates, is they're silencing and using their tools to keep that information down. So I think it is solvable. I think the problem is we are able to, the American citizen is able to push back as long as we have these tools and we have independent ways to put more information out there. And you're seeing the results of that with this very small majority of conservatives in the House that had a tremendous influence, the America First Conservatives, basically the Freedom Caucus,
yeah,
that is expanding and had influence over the kind of like stay-as-you-go Republicans and, of course, over the left and the Democrats to create these oversight committees to examine and actually get information out there. Now, the problem becomes, how do you counter the media when they are continually attacking those same views and all the independent?
Jimmy, that's what I was complaining about to you this morning. I have no idea how to do that effectively, and I am amazed. You know, let's get right down the middle here just for a second. Let's consider the amount of intellect that exists in the offices of the New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, et cetera. If you can fool those people as much as they have been fooled, you've won the war.
Well, that or they become irrelevant. And that's what's happening to CNN right now.
Yeah.
And many of these kind of activist, left, progressive media outlets are actually losing support because it turns out that the information they were providing was actually false.
Yeah.
And of course, it's going to take a long effort. This is not a short-term solution, right? This takes maybe even a generation or two.
Oh, I think it will, Jim. Honest to God, I think it'll take two.
You may be right, but I think there's some – okay. So there's a possibility that that all things can change very quickly. And let me give some examples. First would be – in fact, we got into a global conflict with both China and Russia, which we are unfortunately marching closer towards it with a very, very undermining foreign policy. You know, the Biden administration, very dangerous and incompetent foreign policy team, is pushing us closer to global conflict because they really don't have a strategy or a solution. And I don't think the people that are running our government right now are actually competent. So there's a possibility that we have a major, major conflict, and that changes everything, right? That could actually
undermine it. Jimmy, dramatically changes it.
Now, here's another example, and it's very interesting because American Thinker just published an article, and I don't remember, I think his name is Dunn, and it's basically on what happened, I think, about the 12th of March or sometime in the first a week ago.
Yeah.
Mass solar ejection, basically a massive explosion on the sun's surface,
yeah,
that sent out radiation waves that had the sun been facing the Earth, it actually happened on the far side of the sun from the Earth's orbit. Had it happened and come the other way, it would be very similar to an event in the 1850s, I believe it was 1859, that basically burned up telegraph wires, that shut down anything that even potentially was connected. And we have a much more sophisticated, much broader sense of network of electronics right now. Had the same thing happened on the opposite side of the sun, right now the entire world would be in darkness.
Is that right?
And because of the level of impact that would have, and it probably would do the Kessler syndrome, which would knock out most of our global satellites.
Uh-huh.
It would erase data, which controls most of the amount of money that we have. It's just all in electrons now. It would, our inability to communicate would be, we just wouldn't be able to talk anymore.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have information. You wouldn't be able to fly aircraft. You wouldn't be able to actually drive your car because of the electronic, basically the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse type of burst that would come from the sun. So that would change the whole dynamic of the planet, and we'd be going back to the Dark Ages for a period of time until we could reestablish what, some sort of sense of civilization. But there would be no government ability to step in and do anything significant around the world because it would be such a big problem. Now, that's a natural event that can happen.
Yeah.
So we've got man-made events, we've got natural events, and these things could rapidly change what happens in the world right now. But what I think is more likely to happen is enough people are beginning to feel the pain from bad policy bad decisions, and they are beginning to open their eyes, and they're saying, this is not the direction we want. As long as they're willing to close their eyes and ignore it, they're going to continue voting for Biden, or they're going to continue down this progressive path because they don't know any better. They're just going to say, oh, there's a D behind the name. I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that the Republicans have all the solutions, but the fundamental difference between a conservative and a liberal is a liberal believes that government has the solution. Conservative believes we have individual responsibility that we have to take care of ourselves.
Right.
And so that's where it comes down to. More people understanding that we have the responsibility to manage ourselves.
Okay.
And more regulation will not solve crime. You know, the laws are there. So just prosecuting people will help you. ignoring them and thinking putting more laws in place, that's not going to put any point. And that's the inconsistency, I think, with a lot of people think that government is the solution.
Well, the answer is purely and simply, I mean, if there's a God and if things are that messed up right now, call me stupid, call me silly, call me whatever you want, but I would think I think this thing is serious enough, Jimmy, that he would step in and change it. I really think we've got that big a problem on our hands, man.
I hope, I pray every day.
I know you do.
Help
I know.
Support that he supports us, that I continue to teach my children to do the right thing, and I continue personally to try and do the right thing as I know it.
Right.
We're all sinners. We all make mistakes. But I'm looking out for the best interests of my family and others around me.
Yeah.
What we see is a political movement that is actually trying to undermine the opposition, trying to do whatever they can to damage them.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, this relates back to Trump. And, unfortunately, even Republican candidates potentially for 2024 that are willing to sacrifice individual rights and our justice system in order to position themselves into more power and allow this to continue without saying anything about it. Now, again, I'll just say Mike Pence and actually, unfortunately, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is paying a very careful, verbally careful statement because he doesn't want to provide support to Trump because of potential candidate, you know, him being a candidate.
Right.
And, of course, Mike Pence is actually trashing Trump.
Yeah.
In spite of the fact that he has been arguing that, well, I believe in the same policies.
Yeah.
So what we're seeing is self-interest, self-satisfaction, and power over the best interests of the people.
I would have to say that my feelings about Pence are as follows. I think Mike Pence I think he's kind of shallow, but I think he's probably a good Christian. I'm not sure how you can be a good Christian and being shabby shallow at the same time. But let's say that's the case. Okay, let's say that he is simply believing in the camp of the Never Trumpers, and he's there because he knows if he goes out on his own, he will not have anywhere near the base that he needs.
Well, that's true, and I don't think he's going to get it because I don't think there's actually enough Never Trumpers in the Republican Party anymore. You know, there's too many people that see the unfairness of the system, and they realize that from the beginning, the Stormy Daniels issues, the Russia collusion issues, the Ukrainian phone call issues, the January 6th calls, they realize this has been a continuous, you know, Mar-a-Lago, this ridiculous argument on the payments to Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
There are very sophisticated methods to separate certain demographics from supporting Trump, but it is a continuous effort to use law enforcement and to achieve political ends.
Yeah.
At the same time, the Democrats have been protected from law enforcement, even though they did things in often cases very clearly illegally and more damaging than what they're arguing about Trump.
You bet.
And, you know, let's go to Hillary Clinton and the server. You know, that was absolutely illegal, and James Comey said it was illegal and irresponsible, but he didn't charge her.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, me as an intelligence officer and a guy that has been responsible for classified my entire career since the mid '80s, and understands how damaging that potentially was with that uncertified. You know, that's only the beginning. The Clinton campaign actually had to pay a $115,000 fined because of the FEC, Federal Election Commission, found them guilty of illegally paying funds to steal Michael Steele in order to influence the outcome of the election. Yeah. Now, that's real evidence of something very different than what's going on with the Stormy Daniels accusation of paying off there and private money being used. And, of course, a corrupt lawyer, Michael Cohen, who lied multiple times. So it's crazy what's happening out there.
And it is. But you know what you have to do? You have to be aware of it. Don't make enemies. Don't go out and call people stupid because they don't agree with you. But you know, you just have to. I think the tack that I'm going to use at this point, Jim, is you simply have to wait and see how this all turns out. And you know what? I don't think you'll have a definitive answer for that. Maybe for a generation or two, Jim.
Well, I mean, you can't wait and see, right? Can you wait a generation to see? I can't. I got to take action and do something now about it, and that means informing and getting
involved. I know. Neither one of us can. But I think that could very well be the only answer right now, personally. Anyway, I wanted to ask you one last question. I think we've kind of made our point here. It looks like Trump isn't going to be indicted, correct?
Well, it's hard to say. There's a lot of pressure against it, and the foundations of the case for Alvin Bragg for the grand jury that he called is diminishing.
Yeah.
There's more and more evidence coming up that, in fact, there was no valid reason for this.
Right.
It was clearly, in my view, a distraction in order to push away from the information that was coming out on Joe Biden last week.
Right.
And Hunter Biden. And of course, you're going to see this continue because of this influence and the manipulation. And again, the Chinese do have a lot of influence over the media, over editorial boards, over global corporations to want to expand in those regions, and directly over this administration because of their connections with the Hunters, with the Bidens.
With the Bidens, I agree 1,000%. It's going to be interesting to see really how this shakes out. Will the truth ever be known? I certainly hope so.
There's more and more evidence that's coming clear. In fact, there's very clear evidence. There's information that has just come out on the vice president's office when Biden was vice president and Kate Beddington, his communications director, communicating with Hunter Biden's business assistant for their Rosemont Capital. Actually trying to silence a Bloomberg story after a Washington Post story come out and talked about the credibility and the potential corruption between the Bidens and the Burisma issue. So this information is coming out. It's out there. It's whether or not it spreads and the major media outlets allow it to go forward. And that's where the pressure has to be on those editors.
I agree 100%, Jimmy. Jimmy, we've been going about 18 minutes, close to 18 minutes. Let's wrap it up for today, okay?
Yeah, you bet, Al, and good luck, and you need to take care of yourself.
I better take care of myself for one simple reason. God doesn't like a quitter.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.